This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British former finance minister Sajid Javid will be replacing Matt Hancock as the country's health minister after Hancock quit Saturday. There was public outcry after he was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office, enraging colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. The 42-year-old wrote to Prime Minister Boris Johnson that he would resign after the Sun newspaper published photos of the married minister embracing a woman who he had appointed to a taxpayer-funded role to scrutinize the performance of his department. Hancock has been at the center of the government's fight against the pandemic, routinely appearing on television and radio to tell people to follow the strict rules to contain the virus. The Sun showed Hancock kissing the aide in his office last month at a time when it was against the rules for people to have intimate contact with a person outside their household. Sydney, Australia, and some surrounding areas have entered a hard two-week coronavirus lockdown as authorities struggle to control a fast-spreading outbreak of the highly infectious Delta coronavirus variant that grew to 80 cases in just days. More than a million people in downtown Sydney and the city's eastern suburbs were already under lockdown due to the outbreak, but health authorities said that they needed to expand that after more COVID-19 cases were recorded, with exposure sites increasing beyond the initial areas of concern. Under the rules in place through July 9th, people can leave home for essential work, medical care, education, or shopping. This is VOA News. In South Africa, local scientists say the Delta coronavirus variant, first identified in India, appears to be dominating new infections in South Africa. South Africa is the worst hit country in Africa in terms of COVID-19 infections and deaths, accounting for roughly a third of the continent's confirmed infections and over 40% of its deaths. The acting health minister told a news conference conducted via Zoom that the country was now in the midst of a third wave of COVID-19, with more than 18,000 new infections and 215 deaths recorded on Friday. A consultant had warned 3 years before the deadly collapse of a South Florida condominium building that there was evidence of major structural damage to the concrete slab below the pool deck and abundant cracking and crumbling in the underground parking garage. That's according to the New York Times on Saturday. A large section of the 12-story building in the Miami suburb of Surfside collapsed suddenly in the early hours of Thursday, as residents slept in a disaster whose cause is not yet known. At least 5 people have been confirmed killed. Dozens are still unaccounted for, with search and rescue teams working around the clock through an unstable mountain of debris. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has reprised his election grievances in his first campaign-style rally since leaving the White House. Trump spoke Saturday night in the state of Ohio. He came to support a former White House aide who was challenging Republican Representative Anthony Gonzalez for his congressional seat. Gonzalez was one of 10 GOP House members who voted to impeach Trump for his role in inciting the deadly January 6th insurrection at the Capitol building. Trump complained anew about the legitimacy of President Joe Biden's victory. Authorities say that a passenger was taken to the hospital after he jumped out of a moving plane at Los Angeles International Airport. Authorities say United Express Flight 5365 was pulling away from a gate Friday evening when the man tried to breach the cockpit, then opened the service door and jumped down the emergency slide onto the taxiway. His injuries are not considered life-threatening. It is a second disruption at LAX in just 2 days. Authorities say on Thursday evening, a driver plowed through a fence onto the airfield at a FedEx cargo facility before he was taken into custody. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.